French Navy seizes Russian tanker in Atlantic. The French Navy has intercepted a Russian tanker, suspected of flying under a false flag, in the Atlantic Ocean. The vessel, known as the Tagger, was sailing from Russia's Arctic port of Murmansk before being ordered to head for the French mainland. This move is part of France's efforts to combat the Russian oil trade and its impact on global energy markets. The incident occurred 400 miles west of Brittany, with support from Britain. The tanker was tracked by marine traffic, which showed it sailing under the flag of Madagascar. However, the French Maritime Prefecture confirmed that the vessel's papers had confirmed suspicions regarding the irregularity of the flag flown. This is not the first time France has intercepted a Russian tanker. In April, Russia deployed a frigate to escort two sanctioned vessels through the English Channel, and the Kremlin said it had the right to defend itself against what it called piracy. The EU has imposed 19 packages of sanctions on Russia, but Moscow continues to sell millions of barrels of oil to countries such as India and China. The Shadow Fleet has become a key strategy for Russia to circumvent Western sanctions and finance its war efforts in Ukraine. The incident highlights the ongoing efforts to combat the Russian oil trade and its impact on global energy markets. The use of old vessels, known as the Shadow Fleet, has allowed Russia to skirt Western sanctions and continue to sell oil at discounted prices. France's actions are part of a broader European strategy to combat the oil revenues that help fund Russia's war efforts in Ukraine. Other countries, such as Britain, have also vowed to obstruct Russian tankers as part of this effort. The seizure of the Tagger is significant because it demonstrates France's commitment to enforcing international sanctions and protecting its national interests. It also highlights the ongoing tensions between Western powers and Russia over energy trade and sanctions. Russia's reaction to the incident will be closely watched, particularly from a diplomatic perspective. The Kremlin has already stated that it would take measures to ensure the safety of shipping cargo in response to the incident. The incident serves as a reminder of the complex web of international relations and the ongoing efforts to balance competing interests and sanctions in the energy sector.